Good afternoon. Here is the regional news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our top stories, last-minute preparations heighten in the markets and leisure sports in the town of Bafoussam, like elsewhere, for a befitting celebration of the new year, which comes up in less than 24 hours. The choice of gifts to offer to friends and loved ones is preoccupying to some inhabitants of the economic capital Douala at this point in time. In the meantime, three alleged suspects purporting to recruit candidates into the National Gendarmerie have been apprehended by the forces of law and order. Those who are lead stories, stay tuned for a full development. In less than 24 hours to the new year, as the 2024 fades away, inhabitants of Douala will be welcoming the year 2025. This transition period is always characterized by the exchange of New Year wishes. While most inhabitants say it is an important gesture, their preferences of communicating such wishes differs. Kola Maloke captures their views in the following report.
December 31st, Feast of St. Sylvester, is not just about religious observance. It is also time to make amends for the new year. In Bafoussam, markets, households, drinking spots, and restaurants are buzzing with preparations for the feast.
We have bony chicken that we'll be doing, bony fish, towel, we have sliced cow meat, there is rice, poulet pané, the shawarma, hamburger, ice cream from 500 to 1,000.
The menus that we preview tie with demands from customers.
The case is not different in hairdressing saloons, where stylists have suit the taste of their customers.
If possible.
To suit the taste of their customers.
If possible, Pamela, I make Rasta, the butterfly locks, and less frontal. Concerning the prices, I buy the meat to make Rasta with 10,000.
From all indications, the new year 2025 will meet many Bafoussam residents in churches, praying, or in bars, drinking and having fun with their friends and families. Marius Banfega, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
That was rather a report from the West region, painting an atmosphere of the prevailing situation in Bafoussam. In less than 24 hours, the year 2024 will fade away completely, as inhabitants of Douala will be welcoming the year 2025. This transition period is always characterized by the exchange of New Year wishes. While most inhabitants say it is an important gesture, their preferences of communicating such wishes differ. Kola Maloke captured their views in the following report.
It's that period of the year when many people exchange New Year wishes, something that most inhabitants of Douala say is very important.
New Year wishes are very important because it is a means of sharing some positive energy with loved ones.
New Year's wishes are very important because they tend to be like the rapprochement between people who love themselves. So when you wish New Year's tidings to somebody, that person feels important, he feels considered.
The manner of sending out the wishes, however, depends on each person, though most prefer using the information and communication tools.
With the modern technology, I think WhatsApp, Telegram messages, they are the best way to send your wishes.
The best way of doing that is you text, you make a direct call, because texting and calls are received almost immediately. Every letter has now come on WhatsApp. To me, calls and WhatsApp are the best means of getting that.
Others like Ashua Kepe still prefers the traditional sending of cards.
People who are above 40 would tell you the warmth they had when they receive cards. With the coming of the electronic media, cards have gradually fading away. But the spice that comes when you receive a card is different from a phone call. Like myself, I would love to receive New Year wishes through cards.
Whatever the situation and manner in which New Year wishes are sent, the most important thing the receivers should note is the fact that the messages come from the hearts of the senders. Happy New Year to you all. Skola Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
We now take you to the far north region, where anticipation runs high in Marwa as citizens await the head of state's traditional end-of-year speech, hoping for bold solutions to unemployment, crumbling infrastructure, and the lingering devastation caused by recent floods. Faith Ngwang tells us more in the following report.
The people of Marwa are keenly awaiting the head of state's traditional end-of-year speech, hoping it will bring solutions to the challenges they endure. For many, job creation remains a burning expectation, particularly among the youth, longing for opportunities to secure their future.
We are expecting him to announce more programs for the youth to help us on this unemployment issue in the far north.
Far North region youths are mostly going back down south in quest of job and the rest. So we need also those jobs that we are going to seek for there in this our place, so that we should be working here and bring more revenue in our region.
To increase job opportunities, more professional schools and trainings.
The state of road infrastructure also weighs heavily on their minds, as poor roads continue to stifle economic activities and daily life.
We need more farm-to-market roads to promote agriculture among the youth.
Increase infrastructures and schools, since we are learning in bad conditions. We don't have classrooms, chairs.
Equally important is the creation of industries, which many believe could transform the region's economy and offer lasting solutions to unemployment.
We need the creation of more enterprises in Marwa to employ youth.
My expectation from the head of state is that here in the far north region, the unemployment rate is very high, and I want the head of state to take more measures to provide jobs.
Above all, the recent devastating floods remain fresh in the hearts of the people, who yearn to hear assurances of a comprehensive recovery plan to restore hope and rebuild their lives. Marwa, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
Leisure activities and crossover services will be organized around the Northwest in this last day of the year. Apart from these, individuals and families have come up with different routines and rituals that would preoccupy them this last hours of the year. Mercy Kosi reports.
Many people consider the last day of the year very important and have chosen to spend it with people who mean a lot to them.
Last hours of 2024 will be spent in a spectacular manner. I'm displacing myself from the Northwest Regional Epicenter, the headquarter, Bamenda, taking myself through the narrow, bumpy roads of Bafut and the uncertain stretch through my 37 Obang Tingo, through Befang and Rich Womb, and then take a 25-kilometer stretch up north of Womb to Isu, where my venerable dad is resident, to spend this very significant moment and beautiful hours with him in the community Isu.
After the speech of the head of state, I want to go out with my wife so that we can have good moments somewhere. Then when we come back, we prepare for a mass the next day, the 1st January 2025.
In the midst of the excitement that has filled the air, this resident of Bamenda say they are making sure not to spend their last hours in revelry while ignoring the important things.
I'll be spending the last days of 2024 with family in preparations for the festivities of the 1st. And aside that, we'll be attending a church service in the evening, a crossover service just to thank God, appreciate him for all his mercies, blessings, guidance and everything upon us, upon our family.
I have to go to the market to look for some things that I will prepare and share with my family.
Security operatives on their part have also assured residents of their presence to protect the population, especially in the evening hours. Mercy Kusi for the regional news in Bamenda.
We continue our ride to the north region, where the 31st of December 2024 seems to be looking more or less like a big roundabout, with vehicles going in different directions. To find out more on where most Garwa City dwellers will be spending their time on December 31st, we to January 1, 2025, our reporter Mercy Kusinyabeya sampled the opinions of some city dwellers and put together the following report.
Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
When love strikes, you don't hesitate. You rush to the market to buy a gift. Just like Oliver, who is still unsure about what to give his sweetheart for the new year.
I used to offer flowers, mambo. This year, I don't know yet, but I have in mind that I will offer something.
While some people don't have a clear idea of what to give, Blaise and Romeo are simply waiting for the big day to arrive. Their friends and family members are their priority.
My father or my mom. At the end of the year, we give them money to have something very new for the end of the year.
An address card, also wine, flowers and chocolate. Why not giving a day to her going out?
At the flower market in Douala, no matter how much you have, satisfaction will be on the rendezvous. It all depends on the quality and the size of the gift.
We make a basket, a fruit basket, and to show their love. Some they're giving to their husbands, some they're giving to their wife. A budget like this of a basket, it depends on what you put inside. It's as from 20,000 going upward to make a good quality basket. You can have a budget of 10,000 to make a full basket. But if you want wines and other stuff, it's as from 20,000 going upward.
People bring things like clothes, sheet, we package them and we take to their loved ones. Mothers offer also things like wine and other things. We have panier that will buy it from here. You can have panier for 5,000, you can have the one for 3,500, you can have the one. It depends on the quality of your gifts.
Whatsoever gift will be given on that day, it's the thought that counts. In any case, Happy New Year. Munira Fuapong for the regional news.
Happy New Year, Munira Fuapong. That was our student journeys on internship reporting on the choice of gifts people are preparing to give to offer to their loved ones and friends. We now take you to the North region. As the year 2024 comes to an end, people in the North region are advised to thank God for his blessings and the stability of the country. The exhortation is from the Metropolitan Archbishop of Garua, His Grace Faustin Ambassa Jodo, who has sent across a message of hope. Details with my Munanjoya.
Far from saying that the year 2024 was all perfect, Cameroonians are, however, called upon to count the blessings rather than focusing on the trying moments. People in the North region, like elsewhere in the country, have been through it all this year, but there are still reasons to express gratitude to God Almighty, as advised by His Lordship Faustin Ambassa Jodo, Archbishop of Garua.
Beginning a year and ending that year still alive is the grace of God. If we see around the country, we can say that globally the country is stable. And for that, we have to thank God. The country did not collapse in any way.
As he further opines, the security challenges in the country, as well the belief that the upcoming year 2025 will be much more better. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Joya for CRTV News.
Away from the end of year festivities, three individuals specialized in scamming with the pretext of recruiting people into the National Gendarmerie have been apprehended by the forces of law and order. More investigations are ongoing at the National Gendarmerie to fish out accomplices of the culprits who have so far extorted huge sums of money from persons. Pearl Sarr completes that story from CRTV Center.
Following the dismissal of some 1,000 recruits in 2022 at the National Gendarmerie, the three alleged suspects, identified as Njika Mama, Abdunganyo, and Abara Huges, began their alleged mission by swaying individuals wishing to join the ranks of the defense forces. Their scheme entailed demanding huge sums of money, ranging from 500,000 and 1 million francs, of which close to 50 cases were discovered. A complaint filed by a victim who demanded anonymity led to the arrest of the three alleged suspects. Amidst investigations, receipts of financial transactions and funds from several people were discovered in the cell phones of the three culprits. Further investigations are ongoing at the Judicial Department of the National Gendarmerie to apprehend the fourth member of the gang who is on the run. The forces of law and order have cautioned the population to remain vigilant against such scams that sometimes appear appealing. Pearl Sarr for the regional news in the center.
And we now move over to the Southwest region, where it has been observed that very few people wear wristwatch in the town of Boya. A majority of them see the piece of jewelry, which was commonly used to check time, is more and more becoming a luxury to complement their dressing. Our Southwest regional correspondent, Tene Claudia, compiled the following report on the evolution of wearing a wristwatch.
The purpose of wearing a wristwatch has evolved over the years. Originally designed to tell time, some inhabitants of Boya say it has become a sign of prestige and luxury.
I do like putting on a wristwatch, and reasons why I normally go for a wristwatch is not to tell time. Rather, it's like a jewelry for me because I have my phone that tells me the time. It's easier to read the time on my phone than on my watch, so just to have that prestige. So that's why I always go for a classy wristwatch.
So others, it helps complement their outfit.
I love to wear a wristwatch because it completes my look. I don't wear it for the purpose of looking at the time or checking. I consider it an accessory, and without it, my dressing is just incomplete.
And yes, it's also stylish, so I actually go with anything I wear, be it casual, formal, it's very flexible.
Meantime, the coming of smartwatches, others affirm, has added more value.
I do like putting on wristwatches. I use an electronic watch. It helps me to gain access to my phone without actually touching my phone. Like, I can answer calls on my watch, read messages sent to me.
No matter the evolution of a wristwatch, it will still remain a means to tell time. Tene Claudia for the regional news in Boya.
And that's the package put together for the regional news this day. But before we part ways, a recap of our major stories. Last-minute preparations heightened in the markets and leisure sports in the town of Bafoson, like elsewhere, for a befitting celebration of the new year, which comes up in less than 24 hours. The choice of gifts to offer to friends and loved ones is preoccupying to some inhabitants of the economic capital, Douala, at this point in time. In the meantime, three alleged suspects purporting to recruit candidates into the National Gendarmerie have been apprehended by the forces of law. Another. The regional news was presented by Elizabeth Mbumbone.